Blog Talk Radio.
She jumped me.
I bet she did.
Oh, no. We have a guest. Oh, guest has logged out. We had a guest.
It's probably cow pie.
Guest 15944 is here. C-Sutton 87's in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
It's Wednesday night. We're starting a little late tonight. It is the Larger and Lawrence in Sports Show.
Live from New Orleans, baby. Super Bowl is Sunday.
It's January 30th, 2013. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio, we do appreciate it. And you know what? I appreciate those of you listening on the iTunes and the podcast. I also appreciate those of you listening on Stitcher Radio. We're still on Stitcher.
Thank God.
They kept us after last week.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, hey, why don't I go ahead and introduce my friend, the legendary Alfred Ferdinand Larger III.
Well, thank you, Clark Lawrence. It's an honor to be here doing another exciting sports talk show with you, the Larcher and Lawrence Show. We're broadcasting live from Radio Row here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah, it just looks so nice down here. I can't believe we have the live band playing for us.
Yeah, they came all the way here. They set up all day.
Yeah.
And there's there's stereo.
People singing. You got some beads for that gal?
I don't have any beads. Can I throw her my belt, or is that...
I'm surprised we had the funds to get down here, Al.
Well, you know, we work on a very tight budget.
It sounds similar to the studio around here when you turn that music off.
Well, that's because it's Radio Row, and there's people that sound like studios and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. 347-945-6131. That is the phone number to call in tonight. We are taking your calls. We're talking Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. When my Baltimore Ravens stomp your San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, how'd you end up on the Ravens, Al?
Well, I just like the trend of the last couple weeks of the season where they were beating everybody. Nobody ever gave them a chance. Week in and week out, they were the underdog. Week in and week out, they kicked somebody's ass. Mm-hmm. This week, again, they're the underdog, and they're supposed to get their asses kicked, and no one's giving them a chance. But you got a great coach in John Harbaugh who gets football, who knows how to assemble a team, and I think he's going to out-coach. And I think Kyle...
Out-coach his brother?
And I think Kyle Bowler is going to outplay...
Bowler?
Kyle Bowler.
Yeah.
He's going to outplay...
You're right on top of it.
Oh,
tonight.
God.
You know, you're on top of it.
Before we get into sports, can I talk about something with you?
Wait, we're going to talk about something other than sports? That's a first.
It is.
What?
It is.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Hold on. I got to undo my belt.
It's the Al Larcher therapy session right here. What's going on?
Oh, God. Okay. So, you know, people know, hopefully they've joined us on Facebook, and they're on the Larcher and Lawrence and Facebook page. Well, Clark posted a picture yesterday of, I don't know, the Cubs, Go Cubs.
Yes, I did.
They couldn't afford the light bill, so they write Go Cubs on there to get rid of Chicago.
My thing is, if you look on our page, you can see the picture that we're talking about. It's of the iconic Wrigley Field scoreboard, and part of it was out, the Chica part.
The Chicago.
So it only said Go Cubs.
Chicago was missing everything but the last two letters, which are G-O.
Which spell?
Go.
Good job, Al.
And next to that is the Cubs, Chicago Cubs. So it said Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, go.
Yeah, I guess when you haven't won a championship since 19, since what is it? How long has it been? Over 100 years, right?
It was 1908.
1908?
Yeah.
Are there any living people who went to that alive?
There's still a person alive who was born then. I don't know if they've ever been to a Cubs game.
Well, I want to know if there's a... Next week, we're actually going to bring in the only living person to ever have been to a Cubs World Series. We're going to have them live on the air. They're going to come in here, and they're going to tell you all about the experience.
Great Uncle Larcher.
Right.
Your great uncle.
Yeah.
He was there.
So my thing is if everybody's dead who was there... Because that's a possibility.
It is.
If we don't find anybody for next week, then that's what it is. They're all dead. Then it never happened. It's so far in the spectrum of the world. it doesn't even exist anymore. Nobody who physically, tangibly touched a Cubs World Series exists. Scary stuff. But that's not my gripe. That's not what I want to talk about. That's not what this beef's about.
Did you have an issue over at Baker Square?
No, I had an issue with you.
What is your issue with me, Larson?
You're like the internet police, okay?
You're what worse, did I do? Well,
it's you're going 45. You're going 45 and a 40, and
okay.
All of a sudden, whee! And you're like, oh, my God, I know I did wrong. Here come, I can't get away with it this one. Here come the police.
Yes, Al.
So yesterday, Clark posts this picture.
I understand you. I'm a foot or two away from you.
Okay. What, am I yelling?
Yeah. No.
You know, you and Cowherd, you go room together.
Well, you know, the city of crime, the city of crime.
All right. So anyways, I then post something. I wanted a witty retort, basically what I just said about it. It's been so long it doesn't even exist anymore. So I posted it.
But who did you post?
As soon as I posted it.
Who did you post that at?
Can I walk? Let me walk. I'm walking through this.
Go ahead.
Now,
walk,
okay?
Walk through it.
Please.
Let's air our laundry right here.
So I post it. Immediately after posting it, I go, oh, damn it. Because it was posted not as Al Larcher, but as Larcher and Lawrenson.
Right.
And we both, when we try to post an opinion, and clearly Clark's a Cubs fan, so he wouldn't post something like that.
Right.
I like giving torment to the Cubs, so I would. So that was clearly me. But when we try to give a piece like that, we try to post as ourselves.
Right.
With our
right.
own names.
Right, right, right.
Well, Facebook makes it so damn difficult.
From your phone, it is.
From your phone,
it normally posts as the page.
Yeah.
You're on your phone.
I was on my phone in bed.
I didn't want to make you get out of bed.
I was about to go to bed.
I wouldn't do that.
But a half a second after I posted, I'm about to type a witty retort to clarify that it's me. Before I could even get that out, all of a sudden, here come the police. Woo! Clark Lawrenson, 3 seconds after posting it. Hey, did you mean to post that as Larcher and Lawrenson? Obviously not, asshole.
What was that, Al?
Obviously not.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Let me also point out tonight, I don't have a computer, so my drops, my famous drops,
Who's doing the drop
Clark
of the night, pal?
Clark is in control of the drops.
Who's doing the drop of the night?
Yeah.
The thing with it...
Can I get a move at
some
point?
I wanted some Cubs fans to maybe get behind it, take a look at our page, and then
we'd
have a couple listeners.
And I wanted to give a little warmth to the Sox fans who get a chuckle out of that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, piss off some Cubs
fans. If you had posted it as yourself, sure.
It would have
been
fine.
Great.
And I knew my mistake, just like I know I'm doing 45 when I should be doing 40, but you don't need the damn cop there every time pulling you over.
I'm happy that you knew, and I accept your apology.
Was that an apology?
Yes.
What are these sunglasses here, by the way?
My tour gig, somebody sent sunglasses to me because I had loaned them sunglasses on a tour, on a Segway tour.
Oh, my God.
And they sent me these glasses with the penguins on. Are they not phenomenal, Larcher?
No, I didn't see these. I thought they were just, like, weird.
This is great talk for radio, talking about the sunglasses
right now.
I was
looking at these sunglasses from behind, and it just showed, like, little circles. I thought it was weird, but in the front, there's penguins.
You know, I see Jason Ferrari in the chat room.
Wow.
I see him there. He's got to be real happy with you being so happy with my penguins.
These are phenomenal.
Hey, Ferrari, how you doing? Thanks for joining the chat room. Larcher.
Yeah, so now that grievance has been aired, we could get into the real talk.
We'll take your calls. Do you have my side or do you have Al's side?
Right, 347 with the frickin' police over here, 945-6131. There's three big stories with the Super Bowl.
All right.
You have Ray Lewis,
uh-huh,
which has gotten really disgusting really fast.
This is true.
Like, it's gotten vile. Like, now people are hating on him, and I get the hate on him.
I guess 16438, hi.
Hi. Can I get a cow moo?
Ray Lewis, moo.
Such a jerk. Such a jerk. All right. So anyways, what was I saying? So you got Ray Lewis. You got the quarterback, Kaepernick.
Yep.
You got Kyle Bulger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the brother Hardbaugh.
Trent Dilfer. How is that the quarterback, the thing? Flacco. It's Flacker.
Flacco. Joe Flacco.
Yeah, we've been saying bowler.
I've been saying bowler?
What year is this? Trent Dilfer is the starting quarterback this year.
Yeah,
for the Ravens.
Falco.
Yeah. Well, why aren't you talking about the switch of the offensive coordinator midseason?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think people are really talking about that, though.
Okay.
I'm talking about the issues.
They kind of turn things around, and I don't see them in the Super Bowl without that change.
Yeah, well, it's scary. And actually, the offensive coordinator, Cam Newton.
Uh-huh.
Was that his name?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Cam Newton.
Cameron.
Cameron. I don't think it's Cameron. Anyways, Cameron Newton
Yes, Cameron Newton.
He basically said, I understand why it had to happen. Like now, mm-hmm. this is what he said like this week.
Yeah.
He said something along the lines like, it got everyone scared. It got everyone in line. I see why it had to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's a mighty bold statement. But I don't think that people are talking about this story on talk radio, on ESPN. On
Larcher and Lawrence.
I'm Larcher and Lawrence. I think we're, well, then maybe we're unique. We're giving people a different perspective
yeah.
because it is a story no one's talking about.
There's a bit of a story there.
It is.
But your point was you were talking about Kyle Buehler, who's not in the league, I don't believe.
All right. I get it. I
Flacco.
Said the wrong thing.
Flacco.
Joe Flacco. I can't keep up with these kids anymore. That's when you know you're getting old. When the rookies are like born long after you were born.
Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
I agree.
If we were in the NFL right now, we'd both be veterans.
You know what's happening in college basketball?
We'd be
narrowing
our
pros.
Career.
A lot of the athletes that I idolized as a child
mm-hmm.
are now actual players themselves. So like Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah.
Plays for the University of Michigan. The Curry brothers.
Wow.
They're the son of Del Curry, former Charlotte Hornets great. There's Doc Cha-ching. Rivers' kid is out there. It's great. Yeah.
What's his name?
There.
Is he like Physician
Rivers? Huh?
Physician Rivers?
No, it's Phoenix.
Phoenix Rivers.
Yeah.
So they just call him PX Rivers?
Yep.
I like it. That's like a prescription. Prescription.
Del Rivers is his name.
Del Shannon.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, then you look at the other Harbaugh. So both Harbaughs made – this is something about these brothers. Let's talk about the brothers for a minute. Can we start there?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. You got two brothers.
Right. Peyton Manning and Eli Manning.
Raised by Jack.
Oh, okay.
Not Archie.
Is Jack the Harbaugh father?
Yeah, isn't it?
Wow, last week it was just the Harbaugh dad.
I think it's Jack Harbaugh.
Okay.
Little Jack Harbaugh. God damn, our kids.
Okay.
So Jack gave birth to Jim and John.
Yes.
Jill went up a hill with Jack. Jill came down with John and Jim. Now, both of these guys, by the way, in all his years in the NFL, John has made the playoffs and has won a playoff game.
Uh-huh.
It's like 5 years.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. Both of these sons this year made bold NFL moves you do not hear happening ever that leads a team to a Super Bowl. Firing an offensive coordinator with about 3 weeks left in the season.
Okay.
The regular season.
Yes.
And firing your quarterback for another guy.
Uh-huh.
A rookie.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Both of them made these huge ballsy. The one thing you'd say about the Harbaugh boys, those boys got balls. Every one of them Harbaugh kids, they got nuts.
Okay. Because they don't mind making the switch.
They don't
care what the media says.
They're ballsy
the fans think.
Football coaches who live the game, breathe the game, and fight the game. And I can't be more honored to have these two guys playing each other in the Super Bowl. I think this is one of the greatest sports stories of all time.
All right.
By the
way,
here's a little nugget of trivia for you.
Them both making the Super Bowls.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
The odds of that happening are impossible.
Al's trivia question. What is it?
Here's your big trivia. Who was Ray Lewis? You know this, don't you?
He's always been Ray Lewis. He didn't change his name.
Who was the first quarterback Ray Lewis sacked?
Oh, I've got to think about this for a long time before I can come up with Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Nap, drinking a sip of wine.
Yes, sir. That's a celebration sip
little
of wine.
Little New Orleans.
That's the first trivia question I've gotten right in 3 weeks.
That's good. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I make Lauren ask me trivia questions on sports.
How weird is that? I mean, this is like something that when you start putting the pieces together, this is like an episode of Lost.
I saw a team photo with them both in it. Was Harbaugh like on the practice squad or something? Or did he try out for the Ravens like his final year or something?
Possibly.
I don't know. I didn't have the bifocals on for that. Yeah.
Ray Lewis, the first quarterback Ray Lewis ever sacked is Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
who he's playing in his final game with his brother as head coach.
What if he comes back?
Captain comeback.
Like Ray Lewis.
Jim?
What if Ray Lewis comes back?
Next year?
Yeah.
He pulls the kiss?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
The kiss.
Don't they break up every year?
Sure.
Isn't that the reunion tour?
Well, you can just insert rock and roll Hall of
Famers.
Hall of Fame groups, yeah. Besides the Beatles.
The Beatles. Oh, they got broken up.
Real Humpert is here for the first time in a while.
Nice. Good to have the Hump back.
I think you were talking about him earlier with Patrick, weren't you?
The Humperdinck?
Yeah, the old Humperdinck.
I love it.
There we go. Great to have you back.
So, anyway, speaking of brothers.
We have been speaking of brothers.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very brother-heavy show this week.
Yep.
And
oh,
I'm not talking about brothers.
He's all of a sudden Baltimore. Remember we had this talk with Humpert?
Yeah.
He came in. How he had lived in Baltimore for a while, but then he had moved to Washington, and you explained it, and I thought you did a fine job of letting him know that, you know, Chicago's always your hometown team because this is where you started.
Absolutely.
And then you can cheer for teams in other cities, especially if they're in the AFC.
Especially if you're living in them.
Right, if you're living in them. So now he's in Washington, and he should become a Redskins fan.
I agree.
Now he's blowing the Baltimore horn over
here. But he's got every right to.
Because he lived there for a bit?
No, because Washington lost.
Okay, so then his next team
he falls back to the Baltimore.
It's a default. This is team three.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, if it was Washington versus Baltimore in the Super Bowl, he would be required to cheer for Washington.
Right.
But because it's not.
You know, this makes complete sense.
Of course.
And I have no idea why.
Because
but it really does.
It's larger logic. We'll put it on a
new
shirt.
New segment. I'm writing that down.
Thank you.
I'll lose this.
So, yeah. So, that I mean, you got the brothers. But then you got the whole Ray Lewis thing, which I think is a really negative story. All of a sudden, like, he's very Jesus-y. I guess he's always been Jesus-y, but he's really Jesus-y. He loves Jesus, and I love Jesus. But the way he talks about Jesus is, like, he's crazy. And he murdered somebody. He was involved with the murder. And every story, like, they start building up about how great it is. He's retiring, and that's all I want to hear about. That's the only story I want to hear about with Ray Lewis is he's played 17 years. He's been a phenomenal linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But now all of a sudden he's doping. Do you see this?
Yes.
And he's going to get away with it.
Yeah.
He did it. Like the evidence is clear he did it.
Yeah.
No, it's clear.
No, I'm sure he did.
He did. Okay.
But do you care?
Well, yeah. No, I
don't care if my NFL players are on like steroids because it will defeat them if they do it too much. It'll eventually defeat them themselves, so they've made their own mistake.
Why? Because their balls shrink?
Sure. That's
not
part
the
of it.
Hardball brothers.
No, there's a lot of different, a ton of things that happen medically because of it. But
they're all going to get the
If they want to do that, I want to see larger-than-life characters out there. You've said it before.
I've said
That's
it.
What I want to see.
No, I don't want. I want the. Here's what
I'm
I want.
I'm not saying kids do steroids or anything. I'm not saying that at all.
I am. If you want to go into football, do steroids.
Wow.
If here's what I want, okay, as a fan, this would satisfy me. I want the NFL to have a very loose drug policy where they do just enough to enforce it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it's easy enough to beat.
So allow a little steroids.
Well, you just don't get caught is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If Ray Lewis didn't get caught, there wouldn't be a story here. There wouldn't be anything to tell. The guy's going to the Super Bowl. He's clearly guilty of doping. He's using moose urine.
You've been going to the steroid logic school of Vince McMahon.
I have. I grew up in the 80s.
That's the WWE right there.
By the way, did you see the Royal Rumble?
I caught part of the match. I didn't see the end of it yet, but the Royal Rumble, actually. Did you see it?
No, I have no idea who won that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who won the title?
Uh-uh.
CM Punk?
Did CM Punk hold on?
The Rock? No, The Rock won.
The Rock won?
I didn't get to watch anymore because I really don't watch anymore, but if it had me 10 years ago, it would be fine. We always get to wrestling.
At some point.
Everything goes there. I think I did it first time.
Anyways, what was I? Yeah, I was babbling about something.
Yeah, 347-945-6131.
Nothing phone.
At Larger Lawrence and on Twitter. You know, I'm missing Bernard from last week a little bit.
Tweeting Bernard, we need him.
Bernard had to have the night off again, just like he did the first 12 weeks of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he'll come once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
And that'll be our special tweet nights.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you can mark that. It's like must-see TV. It's must-tweet Larcher and Lawrence. And then, okay, so the whole negativeness with the Ray Lewis thing, it's a bummer. Like, I don't want to hear about the murder. I don't want to have to think about that. I don't like Ray Lewis. I think he's been a great villain all these years. But I want him to go out with a Super Bowl win. I really do. I mean, I respect the guy so much as a linebacker, not as a man. And you know what? You could take that Jesus crap and you could put it right up your ass, Ray Lewis.
Wow.
I don't like Ray Lewis, but I like Ray Lewis, the football player. I like, what's his number, 54, 56?
52.
52. Yeah. I like old 52.
He's very image conscious.
He is.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, my God.
The whole time. Everything is, like, being in what we do with Comedy Accident and whatnot, like, it seems to me like he's just, it's a character.
He has rebranded himself so brilliantly that even the steroid, look it, he's going to beat the steroid thing. If he admits it, because he's clearly guilty,
yeah.
The NFL suspends him. He doesn't play in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL can't test him fast enough.
But he couldn't be suspended.
They could.
For the Super Bowl. No, the Players Association would get behind it. He'd protest it. What do you call it? He'd contest it.
Yeah.
And then it'd be 2 months before they got to the
not
bottom of it.
Not if he admitted it. I'm saying if he came out and said, yeah, I did it.
Well, he wasn't going to do that.
No, of course not. He's going to lie. But he says Jesus guides him. And, you know, he you know what? Don't be a bad guy if you're going to quote the Bible that much. Be Tim Tebow. Because we love Tebow.
Oh, Jesus.
We do. We don't like him as a quarterback. See, I don't like Tim Tebow, the football player. I like Tim Tebow, the guy. Mm-hmm. I like Ray Lewis, the football player.
True, yeah.
I don't like Ray Lewis, the man.
All right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
So
hey,
I went.
I have a call from the 630.
All right, yeah, fire it up. Holmes.
Call at the 630.
Can
you are live
sound drop at some
on
point?
Larger and Lawrence's sports show. Hey, caller.
Hi, guys. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm calling here from Baltimore Ravens land, and I just like to take credit for the fact that they're going to the Super Bowl since I called you before about the Bears going, and that didn't work out, and now we've moved out here, and I just want to take complete credit for that because,
I'm yelling.
Yeah, geez.
Just calm down.
You want me to turn your mic? What?
No. Are you saying if you wouldn't have moved, the Bears would have went to the Super Bowl?
I think that's what the magic moment is. I mean, if I was in Illinois, the Bears would be in the Super Bowl. Since obviously I'm in Maryland, it's the Ravens. So
send him a
it's not worked out.
Here. Move them back. Move
Let me
back.
Ask you something. Where are you originally from?
Bolingbrook.
Oh.
See?
That's okay.
Hometown gal. Move her back.
Yeah, we need to get her back. This is
I would love to come back so I can see you guys all the time and hear you like in person. But the other thing is we couldn't ever, Kevin and I couldn't cheer for the Redskins because the name is just completely obnoxious. So, and
what's wrong
really,
with the Redskins?
Yeah, the name, it's creepy. I don't like it.
Football.
And yeah, just not very nice. So we have to stick with the Ravens.
They gouge each other's eyes.
I know. It just, it brings up, you know, all kinds of, you know, strange feelings about, you know, things that weren't maybe a great time in our nation's history. So, and it's sad because it's the capital, you know, of the whole United States. But it's, we just could cheer for them. Baltimore's way cooler than D.C., too.
You're clearly a fan of the Illini losing the Indian.
Yeah, well, I didn't take a position when I was at school because, you know, when you were there, if you even brought it up, someone might stab you. So I guess now that I'm really far away, I can take a position. But, I mean, Redskins, I mean, it really is obnoxious.
Redskins! If you ever say
I mean,
I got a good friend. His name's Jerry Thompson. Jerry, if you're listening tonight, I love you, brother. He's a full-blooded Indian, and his skin is red.
More of Larcher Logic.
Good.
Yes. I love Larcher Logic. I actually live my life by it. Anytime I'm feeling a little bit whatever, I think, what would I do? I cheer right up. It's all good. So.
Larcher than life.
I just wanted to take credit for them getting into the Super Bowl. Today there was a big rally. There's another rally on Friday. There's some quality individuals at the mall cheering them on. It was pretty funny on TV. You got to love Baltimore. So
hey, just
go Ravens.
Just promise me, and I'm with you, go Ravens. Just promise, not like this hump over here, Clark. He's for the 49ers. That's another story. Just promise me if they win, you go to the parade, because how many times in your lifetime are you going to get to see a world championship football parade? Go to the parade.
That's true. I didn't get to go when I was in fourth grade, so now that I'm 36, I'm going to have to get caught up. So, all right, you guys have a good night. Take care.
Thanks so much for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Merle Haggard, and you're listening to Big Al Archer. Stay tuned.
Hell
Larcher
yes.
Logic.
Larcher Logic, man. Merle Haggard knows what I'm talking about.
Man, I'll tell you what, we're going to be getting to my friend my guy, Andrew. He's going to come on to talk basketball here in just a few moments. Andrew, he's the former Rockford Lightning basketball operations staff member.
Oh, don't be offensive to weather.
The old...
Zeus might get mad.
What?
The Lightning.
The Rockford Lightning.
It's,
oh,
it's offensive.
That, yeah, I'm with you. All right. What else is offensive, Al? The Bulls?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what Chicago is? It's the hog butcher of the world. We slaughter bulls.
Wow.
And we pack their meat tight and deep.
Yep.
This is when a sound drop would be appropriate.
No, yeah, no, I was waiting for my guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have been ready for a sound drop.
Too hard for you to do three.
Yikes.
Yikes. There it is.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, right now I got him coming in, my guy. Andrew, I have him on the horn. Andrew, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on tonight.
Doing wonderful. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming on. Al?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you did say hello.
I did. I said hi.
Yeah, that's good.
How you doing, Al?
I'm all right. I got a little bit of a cold and rash on my back end, but I'm getting by.
Andrew, what do you got for us tonight, pal?
I thought we'd talk a little bit of Bulls basketball here. I wanted to talk about the job that Tom Thibodeau is doing as the Bulls coach. And
phenomenal.
In my opinion, yeah, I think he's done his best job in his third season now.
Yeah, his best yet, yeah.
Well, and what people, obviously the first thing you take into consideration is the loss of Rose, but people forget, they've lost Omer, they lost Ronnie Brewer, you lost to C.J. Watson, and really Paxson and Foreman kind of replaced these guys with sort of a ragtag group, with the Bellinellis and the Nate Robinsons of the world. So I think you got to give Thibodeau, even more credit for that. Plus the fact that, we know he gets these guys to play hard every single night. He gets the best out of each guy's on the roster, and it's showing with guys like Jimmy Butler, for example.
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing story this kid is.
Can't say enough about him. Really, it's watching him grow up before our eyes. What do you think about him playing a little bit of the two-guard?
I understand why Bulls fans are excited, but I think we got to temper it just a little bit. There's a reason he's doing well, and that's because he's in the role that he fits. Jimmy Butler does well because he's getting time at the three. Now, granted, he can guard multiple positions. He can guard the two, the three, and the four. But realistically, he's not a two guard. And I know there's been a lot of pain with Bulls fans and Richard Hamilton, but Richard Hamilton is still a big part of that offense if you consider the fact that the Bulls run a lot of their sets with their single doubles and whatnot to get Rip open. And even if he's not getting and taking a lot of shots, he's going to open up the floor a lot. And obviously that's going to be a big key when Derek comes back too.
Yeah, and I agree. I'd still like to see Rip out there a bit. But if it is Butler in there with him, I think that Rose will come in and create the scoring aspect, and kind of take that away. What we're missing from he'll fill in for what we're missing from Rip scoring, and then Butler's there and his defense outweighs Rip's at this point.
He's definitely better on the defensive side, and I think where you're really going to see Jimmy grow up, hopefully for Bulls fans, is the Bulls going into the playoffs. You're going to run into Joe Johnson. You're probably going to run into a Paul Pierce. Depending on how it sets up, you're probably going to run into a Carmelo Anthony, and then eventually you're going to face Wade and LeBron in the conference finals.
Uh-huh.
And, when Deng's on the floor, obviously he's on LeBron, but, you might see times where it's Deng and it's Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler is more than capable of guarding Dwayne Wade. And then when Deng's off the court, you probably have a fresh Butler then to go at LeBron.
Uh-huh. I want to ask you, where do you see the Bulls getting there? Will they have it? I mean, when Rose comes back, you got to expect a couple weeks of them of a letdown.
Yeah, and I think his timing of his comeback is probably what's going to be key. If they're looking at mid to late February, that's going to give Derek a month and a half before playoff time. And plus, you got to consider the fact that Bulls are going to be anywhere from the 2 to the 4 seed. So, you know, first round probably going to be, I wouldn't say a cakewalk, but it's something that they should handle. So, you know, Derek's looking at probably 30 games in, 20 to 30 games before they really get into sort of crunch time in the playoffs, I guess you could say. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you there.
I'm going to be interested to see how they play Heinrich. Heinrich's role will be interesting in the sense that, yes, he will, I assume, be coming off the pines and being Derek's backup, but I think you're going to see Kirk and Derek on the floor a lot together because Kirk can relieve a lot of that defensive pressure from Derek due to the fact that Heinrich he's a good defender, and that takes a little bit less pressure off Derek.
I agree with you there. Hey, Andrew, you know, we had a rehearsal with the Comedy Accident Boys tonight. I didn't really get a chance to catch the game. Last I had heard, Boozer was a game-time decision tonight. Is he all right?
Yeah, from what I've heard, it wasn't anything too serious. I actually just kind of caught the highlights, and it sounded like Jimmy Buckets had another big game for the Bulls. I think they ended up winning by 17. So, but, yeah, it doesn't sound like anything too serious. So. Okay.
Yeah. I know those big guys are, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Noah and Boozer are just playing out of this world this year.
So far, so good.
Yeah, they stepped up. What is it, 11 games above 500 right now?
Yeah, and I think what they've done, too, is you could tell that chemistry is there. And with Derek being out, I think Carlos has really stepped up his game and kind of gotten to the point where Bulls fans have expected him to be. And, I mean, I think you'd be hard-pressed to finding a better passing duo as far as big men are concerned in the game right now.
Yeah, I agree. Man, thanks for talking Bulls with us. What about this this gay trade going on? What's going on there?
Yeah, I nice preface there. anyways, if you guys didn't catch it tonight, Rudy Gay was shipped off to Toronto by the Grizzlies and moved that. It sounded like it had been in the works for a while, Memphis being a small market team and being right at the luxury tax line, and probably a deal they should have never made by signing him to a max contract. Definitely a max talent athlete. Now, whether his game eventually gets to the level or not, we'll see. But probably a move Toronto needs to make because they're, you know, being in that market, they're not able to acquire a star through free agency, so they probably have to overpay through a trade or whatnot. Interesting, though, from Memphis' standpoint is they got a young big man in Ed Davis back from the Raptors, and they also got Tayshaun Prince from the Pistons. So if you think of the fact that they're going to be going up against, say, Oklahoma City in the playoffs, you got two pretty good wing defenders now in Tayshaun and Tony Allen to guard Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. So interesting to see how that'll play out. So,
oh yeah, no, I agree with you completely. Wow, that's an interesting blockbuster trade to happen tonight.
Yeah, yep.
Al Archer, you're talking about the sport, a sport that's other than football, and Al Archer just took a nap.
No,
he did.
No,
and I find that rude. Andrew came onto the show to talk about sports for once. And good sports, and he knows everything about the trade.
I can sum up everything he just said.
Oh, no.
And you know what's interesting is I've never slept through one of Al's skits with Comedy Accident, so it's kind of a slap in the face, Al, but that's all right. I won't take it out on you.
No. I was listening. Listen, here's what I learned, Andrew. There's nothing better in this world than a fresh butler.
Yes. You are correct, sir.
Conversation.
Oh,
you keep them at
right.
The three. You keep them fresh. You got a fresh butler.
Hey, you know what, Andrew? Quick, we don't have very much time left with you here, but I wanted to ask you what's going on. Is Dwight Howard going to get traded out there from L.A.?
You know, that's the rumor. The Lakers, I guess you could say, mess is. I think the problem is everyone's pointing fingers. And it's not just one person's fault. I think you can blame a lot of it on Jim Buss. He should have never hired Mike D'Antoni. You can probably blame it on Jerry Buss for letting his kid run the team, which wasn't wise either. I think D'Antoni gets a lot of the blame, but I'm sorry. If you have a top 10 all-time player, the best big man in the game, maybe the best low-post offensive player in the game, and a Hall of Fame point guard in Steve Nash, you know, you or I could coach the team, and they should still be above 500. So I don't think the players are getting enough blame in this case. So I think it's a situation where you can't just put your the blame on one person. It's I think everyone's got a deal in this one. But, you know, from the Lakers standpoint, I don't think you just give up on Howard that easy either, unless you're going to get a great return. So, but I know his pending free agency will have a lot to do with that too. So that should be interesting when trade deadline rolls around.
Your all-wise and powerful opinion on this. If Phil Jackson was the head coach of the Lakers, would they be in this mess?
No, I don't think they'd definitely be in this mess. I don't think they'd be the best team in the West as far as record-wise is. But they'd definitely be in the playoff hunt. And I think a guy like Phil would definitely pay off more in May and June than he would now. So he'd find a way to make this group work, even though once you look past their top four, they're not that deep, they're not that athletic. But, you know, obviously look at Phil. He's got 9 rings on his finger. I'm sure he'd find a way to make it work. So
yeah, I mean, you can't argue against that. 11 rings.
11 rings, yes. 11.
Yeah.
I missed two.
Hold on.
You're taking time.
He can only have 10 rings on.
That's right, Al. You're very
Thank
good.
You.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good Andrew, we do
you can't get
on the. Oh, what's that?
I was going to say you can't get 2 on one finger. Push really hard, or
he's a big guy. He can do it. Yeah. Real quick, Ravens or Niners?
I have, and for those betting folks out there, I have the Niners and I have the under. I think both defenses are going to step up a bit.
Where's the under?
Stop. I think it's at like 48. So I'm going to say Niners 24-14.
All right.
I think if you're going low-scoring game, Baltimore has it.
Andrew's on my side. Andrew, again, thank you so much for the call. We hope to have you on in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk some more basketball with you if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd like that. And then hopefully I can see a lot of your viewers out at the Comedy Exodus show next Saturday night.
Yes, sir. You're going to be in town?
I will be there.
All right.
What
we
a gentleman.
Appreciate it.
What a good guy.
All right. Take care, Andrew.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yes, sir.
I like Andrew.
Speaking, as Andrew was talking about, this show tonight, Larcher & Lawrence Sports Show, is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge. It's a show Saturday, February 9th at 8 p.m. The Underground Lounge in Wrigleyville on Newport at Clark. The show is featuring our own Philip Groves will be hosting the show that evening. Chad Briggs, local comedian Chad Briggs, is going to be doing a little comedy before the group goes on. And the show is directed by Clark Lawrenson that evening.
That's you.
Yeah, it is.
Well, if it's anything like the way this show's directed, my God, you are in. People are in for a treat.
You know, the Hawks have gone into overtime tonight, Al.
They got to keep the undefeated streak.
Yeah. Again, we had rehearsal tonight. We're going to have a couple more next week before the show. I think things are looking good for that Comedy Accident show at the Underground. We're putting all these sketches that we put up in these monthly shows are brand new.
Yeah.
Like they've never seen the stage before in a. First two shows went really well. First one directed by our own Patrick Small.
All right.
Next one directed by Eric Syverson.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got another guy on the line.
Hey, before that.
Oh, okay. We'll be right with you, Brian. Hang on.
Speaking of gay.
Rudy Gay.
Yeah, Rudy Gay. Well, I got another gay thing. Did you hear what the Baltimore Ravens, I'm sorry.
It was the Niners.
The San Francisco 49ers cornerback Culver said? Chris Culver?
What's that?
He was on the Artie Lang radio show.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I don't do the gay guys, man. He said, I don't do that. No, we do not got no gay people on the team. They got to get out of here if they do. Can't be with the sweet stuff. Nah, can't be in the locker room, man. Nah.
Well, something happened with a former lineman for the 49ers. He had an argument with his boyfriend or something. I believe there was a domestic something or another going on. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
So that's
probably why
they were talking about it on Howard Stern.
Kwame Harris. Yeah. Offensive tackle Kwame Harris.
Hey.
But in San Francisco, not a good idea to crap on the gays if that's the team you're playing for.
Well, yeah, that is a good idea.
All right. I was going to talk about Abendejo, the former Bear, but go ahead.
We'll get to him. We'll get to Abendejo, Brandon. We got a call. Brian, he was in studio with us. Brian Hunter was in studio with us 2 weeks ago. And now I have him on the line fresh off of a soccer game tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Were you observing or playing?
playing, you know, played, got done with the games, you know, took some deer antler spray, and I'm ready to do the show now. So
nice.
Yes, sir.
Just like a Ray Lewis.
How many touchdowns did you score? How many
goals? No touchdowns, but a couple of Robbie Gold-like field goals, though. So.
All right. I like it. Nice.
Did you guys win?
No, unfortunately, we lost.
All right, cut him off. Come on. Let's get somebody else.
Ferrari's reporting. Ferrari's reporting in that Al has gotten way too many names right here.
I've been practicing.
What's that?
I've been practicing the names.
Brian, how you doing?
Good, good. What's happening down in the studio?
Well, we've been talking a little bit of. Wait, what, no, we're in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know if you heard. Our budget got us.
Yeah, who's flu?
Yeah. No, you want to talk about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, what do you got? Like, to be honest with you, I agree with your last guy, Andrew. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, too. I just think both defenses are going to show up. You know, these are the top defenses in the league. So I would definitely looking for something maybe like 17-14, 20-17 range probably. So
The brothers coach somewhat similarly.
Very similar, the same philosophy. Yeah. I mean,
right.
Obviously, you know, just the brothers and probably, you know, learning a lot from their dad growing up and everything. But, I mean, you can kind of see that, like, hard-nosed football where, you know, the win the game in the trenches, and that's the big thing, too. And I think that for the Ravens and their playoff push here, you know, I think Flacco's only been sacked a couple times in the entire, you know, in three games. So their line stepped up and, you know, now they're going to deal with probably the two best linebackers in the league, and Bowman and Patrick Willis. So we'll see how they fare with all these blitzes and, you know, everything that. So,
but you know the Ravens are going to win this game.
They're going to win this game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
yeah. Al has Ravens. Where do you see that?
I see the Niners pulling this one out. I'll say 2017 Niners.
You guys are all lost sheep, I'm telling you. You are going to see.
Do you remember Andrew's score?
He just said it.
No, that's Brian.
Oh, the guy before him.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it. I'll roll the tapes back.
All right.
Hey,
Brian, here's the real question.
Okay.
Do you think during the Super Bowl broadcast, we're going to see the footage of Mike Ditka and Jim Harbaugh getting into a fight on the sideline?
Oh, I bet at least once or twice. I'm surprised they haven't been playing it at all week with Media Day. But here's a prop bet, too. What's the over-under of how many times they show the Harbaugh parents in the stands?
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen a number out there? I'm sure it's there.
I haven't seen any prop bet for it, but there's got to be someone in Vegas has to have that line
15.
Going.
I'd say it's not that much. I'd go 7.
Or how many references to that, you know, they're the brother-in-law of Tom Cream, you know, at Indiana, so.
That might only be about 2.
2, okay.
Yeah, maybe more. I don't know. If they were the number one team right now, it'd be a lot.
Well, they should be after they beat the number one team on Saturday.
Hey, is Mama Hardball alive?
Yes.
Is she attractive?
I would not know.
Are you asking Hunter a loaded question there?
No, I just want to know. I mean, I realize she's probably ancient, but you know, you could see beauty in the old.
Hey, Brian,
beauty's in the eye of the beholder, anyway. So,
can you turn us down a bit in the background?
Yeah.
Will that work? I get a little feedback.
Clark has been wanting to say that his entire radio life.
I have. Ever since I was a kid growing up on the score, listening to the wise guy.
Yeah. Turn your radio down.
Yeah. I actually had that happen to me once.
I did, too. I called Jay Marvin overnights on WLS.
Wow.
The Nation of Marvin. Rise up.
There you go.
Oh, I wanted to see a picture of Jim Harbaugh's mom.
Oh.
Jim Harbaugh's mom.
Do you
could go on with the interview. I'm working over here.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh.
Do you miss us? That's my number one question.
I do. I, you know, felt like I, you know, missing something these last couple of weeks or not being a part of something. So
right.
Glad
to
be back.
We're happy having you in the studio. We'd like to get you back in here sometime.
For sure. Anytime.
I have a question.
We'll make it happen.
Do you see Ray Lewis he's like a wrestling character. He's a character.
He's playing, what's the name for the bad guy,
The heel.
Yeah, he's playing the heel, I think.
Like the Reverend Slick, kind of. Like that kind of thing. Yeah, no, that's what I see. Yeah. Who do you like?
I think he's scared. And he's just trying to come across as like he's just going to use this as motivation, and that's going to be the backdoor. But it's crazy that almost every day there's some brand new storyline for the Super Bowl that keeps trumping from the day before.
And it's all Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
It's very heavy Ray Lewis. Hey, can I ask you this? Why are the Chicago Blackhawks 6-0?
6-0? The Corey Crawford.
Yeah.
You know, that was the key. That was the key to the season for them. You know, how inconsistent he was last year, and you know, so far, you know, he's 5-0. He's been in there for 5 of the games, and you know, they're looking good. I know it looks like they're about to go to a shootout here tonight.
Yeah,
so,
I hear winding down.
Yeah. So, but I mean, best start in team history. So.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
7-0.
You know, Mark. I mean, Hose has been great. You know, just. You know, good win on, you know, they had a good win on Sunday, unfortunately, because I'm a Red Wings fan, but great
right,
game, but.
I know. That was a good game. That was a good game.
It was a good game. You know, the goal kind of was a softy goal, but it was a great game from, you know, good
so
goaltending on both sides.
I just want it to be known that I didn't call you out as the Red Wings fan. Just so that.
Okay.
I was gonna let it slide, and maybe if it came out, but I appreciate you. We do Chicago sports talk. You do know that, right?
All the larger.
Hey, that's why I'm giving the Blackhawks a little love for their first start ever, you know, best start ever. So
I actually, somebody in the chat room just mentioned Mrs. Harbaugh. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
She's scooping me here. She's she's of Polish and Sicilian descent.
Mr. Radio Man, what is scooping?
Huh?
I'm stealing your scoop?
You got my scoop, yeah.
Oh, okay. Polish?
She's Polish and Sicilian. And I'm Sicilian. And I got to say, looking at her picture, she's an older lady. I think she was hot. Kind of
yeah.
Martha Stewart-ish, yeah. I mean, she looks like...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's,
very much Martha
yeah.
Stewart.
That's like, you know, everybody's grandma.
And
know?
Dad kind of looks like Ed O'Neill.
Yeah, a little bit right there.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good pick.
Right.
He's wearing San Francisco there, may I say, so I'm going Niners.
He is.
Yep. Hey, Brian, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Anything you wanted to get to, Brian? Anything going on?
No, just I would say the Super Bowl is the big thing. I think that's the storylines here. And then this whole PED thing, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, it's always convenient that these stories come out, like, right before the big game. You know, just to add fuel to.
Dear Antler.
You know, it just could have, you know, this could the story have waited. It has, you know, it dropped this week, you know. So.
What is that? Deer Antler Astrak?
Deer Antler Spray.
So what, it's a spray that smells like deer antlers? I don't understand.
It's apparently this deer antler, where they get these, the antler thing, is like the thing that's in these antlers, it's like
okay.
rejuvenates. Like it's like the fastest rejuvenating thing like in
wow.
Like a living animal.
Well, I mean, they rejuvenate their antlers, so that makes, wow.
And so they take these deer, you know, take off the antlers and they extract whatever's in there and they sell it, you know, this guy's doing it, whatever. So, but apparently they're saying people are on board, you know, their sales are going up because of all this publicity this guy's getting. So,
yep.
And then the crazy thing is now they're saying, you know, that it's spilled over to the college game.
Wow.
The guy said that he saw a lot of the Alabama players using it.
It's legal to purchase it, correct? It's just on the banned list?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And he's going to get away with it. Obviously, they can't stop him. He's retiring.
Well, no. Well, he doesn't care because he's making tons of money off this.
Uh-huh.
And then he's just going to keep making more. So, I mean, why does he care if he starts writing out names and stuff?
Oh, no. We're talking about – I think Al was talking about Ray Lewis there. He doesn't care because he's going to retire.
Oh, no. This is last thing, no matter what. And NFL can't – you know, what are they going to do? They can't come back, though.
Yeah,
no, I don't mean they didn't stop him for murdering someone 13 years ago. What's going to stop him about deer antlers? So.
There it is.
Sorry.
No. That's all right. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
What about banning him from the Hall of Fame?
Could you do that? I mean, they didn't kick OJ out of the Hall of Fame, so, I mean, would they allow him in?
Yeah. I
guess it's a difference of getting in.
I think that's the one thing about the NFL. I think their Hall of Fame is great because They don't judge. I mean, it's just like, what did you do on the field? You cheated. All right, that's fine. You're in.
They don't have any tests remaining to test him either, do they? I mean, I guess you can find it in the blood, but they don't do that. The NFL, Al?
What?
The NFL doesn't test like that. They don't test for this.
I don't think they go hardcore on their tests.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the way it came. Like, he's never failed a test in his, you know, 16-year career. So, I mean, and that's the thing. The greatest has it been. I mean, he just started using this stuff in October.
Right.
Like when he got first hurt this year. So, I mean, it's not like he's been using this his entire career, too.
Yeah. Lance Armstrong never failed a test, Brian.
All right. That's
a
whole...
In theory.
Right. It took me three times to say that. Hey, Al, Brian, did you know that Merle Haggard listens to Al Archer?
Oh, come on.
No, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Hi, this is Merle Haggard, and you're listening to Big Al Archer. Stay tuned.
I'm sorry.
You need to bring in more of those. Just more of those.
Brian,
thank you so much for the call. We do appreciate it.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys. Give me back. Get on the show. I'll be on there soon.
Yeah, we'll bring you back in sometime soon.
Sounds good to talk to
you. Yep, take care.
All right. Here's another lecture trivia question for you, Clark Lawrenson.
All right.
Jackie Harbaugh.
Yes.
And Joni Harbaugh.
Uh-huh.
The mother and daughter of the Harbaugh brothers.
Uh-huh.
What article of clothing will they be wearing for the Super Bowl? Will they be in A, San Francisco 49er gear?
Uh-huh.
B, Baltimore Raven gear?
All right.
Or C, neutral?
Gosh, I really hope... I mean, it's going to be neutral. I really hope they don't pull the half and half jerseys. You know, that's just way too out there. It's overdone. It's overplayed. You know, the half Baltimore, half Niners jersey.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, no.
The Harbaughs are more classier than that.
Yeah, I don't know. You've seen it with parents in the past.
That's not happening.
No, I don't think it is either. I say they wear just non-logo shirts of the colors of both teams. It's like a purple and red shirt or something like that.
Jackie Harbaugh and her daughter, Joni, vowed to wear neutral clothes. Jack said he'll take off his coach's hat and play the role of dad. When it comes to the Super Bowl, coaches John and Jim, the Harbaugh family, doesn't play favorites.
Okay.
So there you go.
Humbert wants him in Dicka jerseys.
That would be weird.
Oh, Ferrari has a good point. The half and half jerseys are for the hot girlfriends who want screen time.
I see. That makes sense.
That Alabama girl didn't wear a half in it. Well, that doesn't make sense, does it? She was cheering for the quarterback.
If you could get a half and half jersey, what would you get?
It'd be a half Brian Urlacher jersey
mm-hmm.
and a half Clark Lawrenson Hiawatha Hawks jersey because we wore the same number.
You couldn't have answered that question any better, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's good. That's radio gold right there.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Can I get a moo? Just one moo tonight.
Moo. No, he's too loud. That's the problem.
I don't care.
Moos are always too loud.
Ferrari wants a moo, too.
Yep. Can I ask you a question about how's Jimmy Buffett DVD treating you?
Huh?
Scenes that you know from heart.
Yeah.
How's that treating you? Have you been watching it?
Actually, I haven't popped it in once yet.
You haven't popped it in once? No, so you're not getting any use out of it.
It's in a drawer at work. I accidentally...
Uh-huh. I hope you enjoyed your present that I gave you.
You're getting your present?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Clark, your present's in the Bahamas.
What's that?
Your present's in the Bahamas.
Did you... You had it shipped there knowing you were going?
Yeah. Now I'm going to go pick it up. That's what this whole thing is. I got to go to the Bahamas for one night to pick up your present and bring it back.
So I guess I can make the announcement now. We aren't going to have an official show next week, but we might throw in a sneak... hidden podcast out next week at some time. The reason being is because Al, your pal Archer here, is going to the Bahamas.
I will. I'll be on a sea cruise. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, baby.
Get your hair braided while you're there.
I might do that, man. Do they talk
don't
like
do
that?
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
Do they? How
don't
do
that. Don't,
how do people...
Do not be offensive. You got a little offensive earlier there with Lisa.
What are you talking about?
Just a little bit.
That's my friend Jerry Thompson. I sound,
uh-huh.
I sound like the one guy who's like, I got a black friend, so, you know.
Just keep yelling.
I'm not yelling.
Uh-huh.
Are you coward right
what?
Now? Are you cow pie radio?
No, I'm not cow pie.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, so I'll be in the Bahamas for how do they talk there, though?
What's that?
Like, what, do they have a? Do they speak English?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Their native language is English?
Yes.
They speak with a British accent, right?
This is giving us so much credit right here. Yeah. No.
This isn't sports.
It's like Hawaii. It's Hawaii on the other side. They're island people.
This isn't sports. Yeah. I don't know their. I'm going to go do some research on their cricket team.
Brian Hunter brings up a heck of a point, Al.
What's that? The Ravens will win?
Jim Harbaugh appeared on Saved by the Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Not the other one. Where'd the other one come from, anyway? I didn't even know he existed until he was there.
But he was a head coach first.
I guess he's pretty decent. Yeah, he did college, right?
I think so.
Yeah. The brothers.
Yeah, I don't know where John came from. I know Jim because we drafted Jim. We birthed Jim into the football NFL universe.
Yes, we did.
The Chicago Bears.
Do you remember last week when I thought that it lost in a shootout, Al?
Oh.
I'm sure this isn't breaking to any of our listeners. I just haven't had a chance to look. That's all right.
The Blackhawks, yeah. Yeah, you're going to lose once in a while.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen.
Right, well, there's next season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother John went to Miami of Ohio.
Did he play quarterback?
Yeah, he was a quarterback's assistant, is what he was.
But did he play football?
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
Of course, I'm sure he did.
Well, did he or didn't he, Clark?
Ooh, there's a big argument in the chat room right now. Jim Pickowitz just came in saying it was a new class episode, a Saved by the Bell, the new class episode.
Oh, that doesn't
count. That's what he said. It doesn't count.
No,
Jim, Brian Hunter, we're going to have to get to the bottom of this.
That is a scoop. You want an example of scoop?
That's a scoop. Wait, I thought, like getting a scoop on
you. Yeah, he got the scoop.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good job.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this. Next week, maybe we'll have both, in 2 weeks, maybe we'll have both Hunter and Jim on, and we'll have them talk this one out like real men.
Hey. But Trestman was mentioned on that one show, 30 Rock.
What's that?
Trestman was mentioned on 30 Rock.
Yes, he was.
So, boom.
Yes, he was.
Better than all the Harbaughs.
These chat room guys really haven't figured out. Ferrari just says that he was special teams coach in Philly before the Baltimore job.
All right.
And then he's gotten to the bottom of it. He was in the original Saved by the Bell. Ferrari can seconds Hunter right here. And then now Hunter says... That he played Screech's cousin. So Screech's cousin. I bet you can find it on
Jim
YouTube
did?
In a second. Yeah. I saw a clip of it last week. I just couldn't remember. They were in the Max. I saw a clip of it, because there's so much Super Bowl stuff going on right now.
Well, but how old was Jim at this point?
He was a young guy. He was with the Bears. Let's see. They graduated in 93.
Right.
So, wow. He was with the Bears. Yeah, he was with the Bears.
So he wasn't like a college guy. He was an NFL
player. He was
player
an NFL player doing a guest spot on Saved by the Bell.
He was that popular?
Well,
Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Wow. Captain Comeback.
There you go.
Hey, you know who else was on that? Oh, no. That was Boy Meets World.
Who was on Boy Meets World?
Big Van Vader.
Oh, yeah. I do know that. Saved by the Bell, tons of stars were on that from back in the day.
Mr.
Denise
T?
Richards, she had a spot. Everyone knows Tori, the
Spelling? 90s.
Yeah, she was on it.
Ugh.
Did you know that Mark Paul Gosselaar was on it too?
Yeah, he was also on NYPD Blue.
I have an official link. I will make sure to put that up, Ferrari, if you'd let me onto our Facebook page. The official link to the Jim Harbaugh thing.
Okay.
Maybe you and I can watch in the overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
it. Who knows? We'll be heading to the overtime here in about 80 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to reiterate one more time some things we learned tonight, such as a fresh butler is a good butler, and the Baltimore Ravens will be victorious. You heard it from Al Archer first. He's Clark Lawrenson.
Well, I mean, I am Clark Lawrenson. Again, folks, thank you all so much for listening to the show. Tonight's show brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge. A new sketch show from Comedy Accident featuring all new sketches. It's Saturday, February 9th at 8 o'clock. It's just $5.
Ooh.
Great drink prices over there at the Underground Lounge, too. Philip Groves will be hosting. Chad Briggs will do some stand-up comedy before.
Ooh.
You wish you had that place.
Yikes.
And directed by Clark Lawrenson.
I don't remember asking
We're
you
brought to
a
you by
goddamn
that.
Thing.
Find us on Facebook, Larcher and Lawrenson. We are Larcher Lawrenson on the Twitter.
Bullshit.
He is Alfred Larcher.
What?
This is where you say this.
Oh, and that's Clark Lawrenson.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye-bye now. Yes.
Man, we started a half hour late. I know you're tired. We'll make this one quick.
Yeah, it's gonna be real quick.
You got to drive all the way back out to the Quad Cities tonight, back home.
I do.
Jeez. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Be looking for the hidden podcast that'll come out next week, and you can always listen to it here on Blog Talk Radio.
Is it the one you, Eric, and I did once?
Oh, I should post that.
That would be awesome.
Under us. Wow, that could be the hidden file. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, we'll
I have it. Wow, that'll make no sense.
No.
Oh, that'll be weird.
Great.
We could lose one or two of our four listeners. Thanks to everybody who was in the chat room tonight. Tons of people there. Sutton was in there.
Yeah,
Ryan Hunter, he joined in. Ferrari. Jim Peckwitz was in there. Guest 149er 6'8". He was in there as well. You know, I see my guy Andrew still on hold on the phone. I bet we must still be available on the old telephone. Hang on. Let me see if he can even talk. Andrew, you still there?
Yo, I'm here.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it, brother. All right. Take it easy. We are the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Podcast. You can always find us on iTunes. Search for Larcher and Lawrenson on Stitcher Radio. We are now on Stitcher Radio. Download the app in the App Store or on your Google Android phone on Google Play. It's a free service completely, and you can search us and listen to all past episodes of the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Podcast.
Show. Or the previous name, the L. Larcher Sports Machine with Clark Lawrenson.
Thanks for listening. I'm Clark Lawrenson.
I'm L. Larcher.
Take it easy.
Bada Fuka.
Know my game plan, try to get it back. Know my game plan, try to get it back. Know my game plan, try to get it back. Know my game plan, We keep on rolling up.
All right, this is the secret hidden edition of it. I just got a text from Andrew. I wish we'd had time to bring it up with him. I just kind of brought him back for a second, but he just texted me that John Harbaugh at Miami University of Ohio, his college roommate, is former wrestler Flying Brian Pillman.
Whoa, former Bengal Flying
there it
Brian
is.
Pillman.
That came from Andrew. We had him on earlier. Have a good night, guys.
Amazing.